But you weren't kidding about needing some food, right?
Yeah, all that ice is like it. All right. Guess you all were waiting for me.
Rock and roll.
You're right.
Let's see who we got.
Good evening. This is the minutes. This is the Citizens Advisory Committee for Jury Selection, and it is 5:37. The meeting is being called to order by myself, Mr. Aaron Adams. Roll call. To the right, we have Ms.
Jenny Putnam.
Pius Weber.
Recording Secretary. Okay.
Mandy Rosenbaum.
Sean Miller.
Ken Turner.
Bill Brown.
Roger Holland.
Tom DeFontis.
And Aaron, I am here as well. So we have an agenda that was graciously copied and brought to us. Yes.
I move to approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Weibel, second by Mr. DeFontis. All in favor?
Aye.
Discussion.
Okay.
On addition?
Yep. Right. If we have time. Okay. And I should have discussed this with Mr. Holland in advance, but I would like to put back on the agenda, if people are interested, a discussion of a survey that Roger had sent us way back last spring. And I don't know if that, I would just like to maybe, if we have time, to hear more about what people might propose as changes. So I didn't bring any changes tonight, but I'd like to have a discussion about the survey if it is going out. Could that be added if there's time?
I don't know what the survey was. You said it was a long. Do you remember what she's talking about? You do?
Yes, I do. Okay. I'll second the motion to amend the agenda to add the survey.
All right. So all in favor of the addition to the agenda? Signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ayes have it. And so the approval of the agenda after it has been amended. All in favor?
Aye.
Ayes have it. Okay. So there needs to be some clarity. I would like to have some clarity on the past few minutes, whether or not we've got them approved. And I know the last meeting we had, there was some talk about whether or not we had the correct minutes and stuff like that. And it's gotten a little crazy, so I wanted Ms. Putman to straighten us out on that. Okay.
Well, the last time we met was May 21st, and at that meeting, we did not have minutes from previous meetings, and those two meetings were March 19 and April 23rd. Now, I did not attend either the March 19th or the April 23rd meeting, so I don't know whether anyone even took minutes in the absence of the official recording secretary. So maybe no minutes exist.
I think that co-chair, Ms. Avery, took minutes in one of those meetings, and I'm not sure if Pius, if you did at one.
I did not know.
Well, if we could work this out before the next meeting, Jenny, you and I, let's try to make sure that that's all in place.
Sure.
Because it seems to be snowballing a little bit.
Well, the only other thing I would say is prior to the April 23rd meeting, the last meeting before that was February 19th, and those minutes were, I have been told that those minutes were approved, although they were approved in March at a meeting I didn't attend, but I was told that they were approved.
Right. Okay. So the minutes that we have in front of us from the May 21st, has everyone had a chance to read those?
I'll move to approve.
Move. And second by Mr. Turner. Ms.
I omitted from the minutes a couple of things that I wanted to include, and if you would allow me to. One, in the lengthy announcements and communications discussion, a lot of that has to do with what I reported on from Steve Beckett's presentation to the League of Women Voters in May. And I failed to include something that I think is important that Steve stated at that meeting. This has to do with the fact that the annual report by the League of Women Voters College of Law for the semester just concluded, that report has not been issued yet. This is due partly to the fact that the statistician who has worked with Mr. Beckett and the league, Adam Martinsic, who's worked with them since they began collecting the survey data, is no longer able to do the work, and Steve was going to be turning to the survey research lab. But as far as I know, the most recent annual report by the committee has not been made. Is that your understanding?
It's not a report yet.
It has still not been made. And I would like the minutes to reflect that, because I know I commented on it at our May meeting. And then just because it's nice to have things historically documented, I didn't include in the announcements the fact that our member Patrick Thomas announced that he had just graduated with a bachelor's degree in career and organizational studies. And I wanted the minutes to show that too. May I include those before we finalize? Okay. He's got a bachelor's degree now. Pretty toot toot.
Are there any objections?
No.
Okay. Seeing none. Okay. So then basically we would have to approve these minutes at the next meeting, or we just approve them with the addition?
No, I won't include those two statements.
Okay. So then, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any announcements, communications?
I have one. Doesn't exactly pertain to a lot of stuff that we're doing here, but it was something that, from a historical perspective, I think is good. All are welcome on the Thursday, July 29th, from 3 to 7. There's a North First Street Farmers Market that takes place, and the eBlack organization, well, it's a project that's been going on with students from the University of Illinois, where they've been archiving history in Champaign and Urbana. And they're going to have this event where they sort of showcase some of the things that they've been doing and talk about what eBlack is. And you can get some fresh produce, and you can see what the First Street Farmers Market is like. So that's July 29th, Thursday, July 29th, from 3 to 7 p.m. Any other announcements, communications? All right. Public participation. Looks like we'll be here at 9 o'clock with all these people. All right. And I put this new business in there because I knew it had been a while since we met, and I didn't know if there were some other things that people wanted to add to the agenda. So is there anything else that maybe we could, George?
At some point, you and I talked about doing Penny for Your Thoughts.
Yes.
And you indicated that your schedule was going to be better at what point?
Right, and it has changed now. So now the days are open for me now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to be out of town for a week. You want to shoot for sometime in August?
Okay.
And I think it runs, what, 9 to 11?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's 9 to 11.
I'll make some calls to Jim Turpin and see is there a and I will get back to him, make sure we get it coordinated, but
okay.
We'll see if we can get that done.
Alright, no problem. Any other new business? Jenny, did you want to go ahead and discuss the survey?
Oh, I think it should come at the end, depending on as the last thing we discussed. Because sometimes our meetings go too long, and it's a non-urgent thing.
Okay.
And so that if we still feel like discussing and can fit in that discussion, it could be the last item if you don't mind.
Okay. And if you all don't mind, then I'd also try to keep the flow going. If I could just hold off on number 8 for a second, and let's do 9 and 10. Okay.
On the suggestion change in legislation to deal with the drug forfeiture money. Believe it or not, the legislature is not exactly interested in doing much other than hiding right now. I have discussed with a staff member, a former state senator up in the Chicago area who's worked on this project before, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to meet with him this weekend and at least get some idea as to what he thinks might be feasible. We would have to change legislation, but at at this point, everybody's ducking and running because we've got no money.
Yeah, so maybe we should...
I'm going to continue to work on that.
Right, yeah, but we're trying to move it
right
after the election
right
or something like that.
Right.
Could I ask, yes, Judge, who is the name of your potential sponsor?
Well, he's a former state senator. He's not. He's retired now. Malaro from Chicago.
Say the name again.
Bobby Malaro.
Bobby, would you spell that? Is it okay to use the name, or is that more?
Nah,
okay.
Just, nah, leave it out.
Okay.
Because it's going. I'm working through his law office.
Okay. This is a former member of the General Assembly.
Right. Right.
Okay. And but obviously, the soonest such legislation would be introduced would be in the coming in the spring.
Right.
Yeah, because you have the veto session coming up, and that's, I don't think they do new legislation.
But you say the ducking and running is because there's no money, but this isn't the idea that to use the funds from the drug forfeitures.
Mm-hmm.
It's not asking people to raise taxes.
No, but I'm cutting into somebody else.
So you'd be taking
I'm taking another piece of the pie.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
Can you tell me what are those funds used for at present?
A portion of them goes to the state's attorney. A portion goes to the arresting agency. A portion goes to the state of Illinois. Probably the lab gets some, the state crime lab. There's about...
We get to represent the MOPU that caused the whole chain of events.
So whatever percentage goes, what might go back to a county for jury stipend is going to be taken out of somebody else's share.
Okay.
So this, you know, it may not be very popular, but you know.
Except that I think that the idea of raising jury stipends would be popular.
Right.
It's an admirable use.
Right.
And of course, the other uses are admirable too.
So anyway, that's what we're going to try to do.
Okay.
No, the people running in, that it's just a bad time to.
For anything.
To pin legislators down for anything, right?
Yeah, okay.
Kind of on that same subject, we had talked before about kind of a volunteer be able to give up your stipend to go into a pool to increase the stipend for, you know, that letter we got from the minister that suggested something like that. What was the status of that? Was that something you were looking at, Roger, to see if there was some way to do that?
I did discuss it with Deb Busey. It was her belief, and I would tend to share her concern that there wouldn't be that much money out there to really make it worth the endeavor, not to mention the fact that you would have to figure out some mechanism for determining whether someone was worthy or not worthy. You could leave that potentially up to the jury commissioners, but that's an issue because a lot of, quite a few employers accept that stipend check in lieu of giving, and then they give someone their regular salary, and I don't think they're going to want to give up that money, even though it is a relatively small amount. So it was Ms. Busey's opinion that we may want to devote our efforts elsewhere, at least in my brief conversation with her, and that's my memory as of however many months ago it was that I spoke to her about it. So I just think it's we wouldn't have very much money, and we would also be putting a burden on somebody else to figure out who was really a worthy candidate to receive the benefits. So it's kind of a there are some places, in fact, in the latest version of the there's a jury newsletter that comes out from the state courts, the National Center for State Courts. There was a jurisdiction, I want to say it was in Virginia, but I can't be certain about that, where they actually, instead of giving the money back to the people, they actually allowed people to donate it and give it to a charity. And they had raised quite a bit of money, but their stipend was quite a bit higher than ours. They get $10 for the first couple of days, then it goes up to $25 thereafter, so the number is a lot more substantial.
And is there, where could a person donate their stipend to that's in relationship to the judicial system?
Well, and that's the other thing. You would have to establish some sort of fund where that would have to go, and then disbursements made out of that fund, who would control it. Because normally, yeah, in those situations where a fund is established, you have enacting legislation or a statute that says who has control over it, how much it is, what are the parameters, and obviously in this situation there isn't such a thing. Mm.
Any other questions about that? No? Let's see.
Yeah.
So what we would discuss, so Judge, you feel that you shared what you needed to share about the update on that?
Right.
So, just a quick talk back about the radio program. Did anybody get a chance to listen to the radio program when we did it?
Yes.
Good,
good. I heard the public service announcement.
Oh, you heard the PSA as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoyed the program, like I do every Higher Ground Saturday.
Well, thank you.
You called in, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And I want you to know, I got the permission from the artist who created what she called Present.
I met with them. I actually had dinner with them not too long ago, and I spoke to her about doing the PSA herself. She said she'd be willing to actually.
Her cake. Mm-hmm. And I just thought it was so impressive for someone to just sit here and prepare something on the spot. No, like, and obviously there's interest in the subject, and the two of you make a good team.
Were there other questionnaires other than the plant being you?
Plant is such an ugly word.
People called.
Did other people call them?
I think we did. Yes, yeah. We had a couple other calls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about it?
I enjoyed it. Good. I think we covered the topic. You were very insistent on wanting to get the last word in about we were going to change to what we're going to switch to.
We're going to
switch to the cocaine change. And the moderator wanted to do it, and our chairman said, "No, wait a minute, I just need to finish this point."
Yeah, Carol is kind of pushy sometimes. I really felt like the time goes so fast. We could have dug deeper mm-hmm. into it and answered a lot more questions and got more information out, because just like many of us, the first time you hear it, you know, you may absorb it, but the more you hear it, the more it sort of sinks in. And I can't tell you how many people I still run into that say things that are just completely way off base in relationship to what we've learned over the last year. And so there's still a lot more work that can be done to make it sort of a just more and more we talk about it, I think the more clear people become about the truth of how the process works. So I think it was good, and so we're looking forward to doing Penny for your thoughts, and maybe even setting up something on WBCP, Straight Talk Live or something like that.
Sure.
Just the more we can talk about it would be good. So I'll actually look into that one as well.
Okay.
Anybody else? We just discussed in the radio program when we talked about what we've done so far. All right. So now we were going to look at the PSAs. I actually have a poem. PSA, whatever you want to call it. I did two things and I couldn't find them. One of them's pretty rough, and I think I'm going to pass on that one. So it says, there was an old hip-hop song that Ice Cube did, and when it's part of the lyrics said, "I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Well, that's depending upon from whom I have to pick. Will it be 12 that see me as a predator or a vulture, or 12 that see me as a competitor and understand my, or that see me as competent and understand my culture? My life is in their hands, so this trial is more than just a scare. I need someone who relates to my life with different color skin and different textured hair. I need you to accept your citizenship, sacrifice for what is right. Please fill out the questionnaire. Give me a reason to believe and hope. Make sure you have valid driver's license, a state ID, or you're registered to vote. We're done playing the fool. Get in the pool." I know my poetry is not roses are red and violets are blue type of stuff, so how about I read it again?
Okay.
All right.
That is not roses are red, violets are blue.
So I thought that
you get in competition here.
Okay. I thought yeah. that, you know, the right. the song, like a snippet from the song when Ice Cube says, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. And then my part comes in and says, that's depending on from whom I have to pick. Will it be 12 that see me as a predator and a vulture, or 12 that see me as competent and understand my culture? My life is in their hands, so this trial is more than just a scare. I need someone who relates to my life with different color skin and different textured hair. I need you to accept your citizenship, sacrifice for what is right. Please, fill out the questionnaire. Give me a reason to believe and hope. Make sure you have a valid driver's license, a state ID, or you're registered to vote. We're done playing the fool. Please, get in the pool. Yes, it's fun. Wait a minute. I think I have to see. I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my stuff, so I have to wait for a second.
Cool down period.
Okay, I'm ready.
Well, while you're cooling down, I'd like to say for the record that Matt Gladney and Patrick Thompson are now here, so
yes.
So we have it on the record.
Okay.
That
is far out.
Very good.
That is really magnificent.
That's good.
However, okay, I got, however, at first, was it judged by the 12?
Yes, judged by
the 12. I had to do,
Paul Bearers.
It took me, it's esoteric. I mean, we pick up on it. But
what exactly does esoteric mean?
It's a little bit sophisticated. It's like a little bit hidden. It's not right out there, and like Patrick says, it's right out here, man. You got to fill out that questionnaire, please. You know, I'm a 41-year-old African American male, and I know we talk about problems. And this is it's what I'm so because it's got hidden meanings and like figures of speech and references to the 12 and the 6 that you have to think about first. I think it would be useful after our campaign has advanced and people have had the more obvious message, mm-hmm. or for audiences, for more sophisticated audiences, for more sophisticated, well-educated, and I don't mean well-educated as in have a master's degree, but educated in the subject.
Okay.
But I just think it's amazing, just amazing.
Okay. I respectfully disagree with her.
Okay.
It's different. Patrick's was him telling people what he thinks, what he believes. It's the same message, but it's delivered in a different way. And I think if we mix it up like that, and if somebody hears it the first time, Jenny's right, they may, wait a minute, what was that? So they might wait to hear it again. And then the second time they hear it, they'll pay a little bit closer attention. I really liked it. I really did.
Aren't those the lyrics from the song, actually?
The first little part there, yeah.
But the 12 and 6 ends part of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I think from a poetry standpoint, so that's what that is, right? Poetry. Mm-hmm. I think from a poetry standpoint, if that's the message that you're trying to convey to people in a poetry, from a poetry point of view, then I think you definitely want the audience to know that that's what it is. It's poetry, but you're trying to do it but you're trying to give a message. You follow me?
Uh-huh.
So that
you said, make sure that the message is clear.
Well, the message, I mean, it's poetry. So when you're doing poetry, you want people to know that that's what you're doing.
What are you doing?
So that it's not being mistaken that you're trying to be, you know, that you are. Well, poetry is poetry. So that's if that's the way you wanted to put the message out there in the poetry in that kind of way, then you need to then definitely find a way to let the audience know that this is poetry but with a message.
Okay.
You know, so that way it people are understanding, you know, that is poetry, that you're not just, you know, saying some things that may, you know, it could be taken in different ways. you know, different people listen to it, different artists listen to it. It can be viewed in a different way.
You know? Give me an example of what you feel like it might be. Just, no, don't sugarcoat it.
Well, when you say carry by six, I know what you mean by that. You know, right. You, you know,
yeah.
You know, carry by six, that means, you know, somebody shot you, you dead, or you killed, or something like that. But I think, you know, so it's a poetry, you know, and you're trying to give a message, but you're doing it in a poetry way. So that's the only thing, because when you tell me, okay, you know, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by six, you know, then that means to me, well, somebody didn't kill you, you got shot, you something, you know, that add, you know, so that's how I see it. You know, that's the way I would see it if you would say something like that to me. But I think, you know, but we're trying to get a message across to people, African Americans, hey, be involved. You know.
And you think it may distract from that, is what you're saying, that
as long as
taking somebody a different direction.
But as long as you letting it be known that it's find a way to say that it's in the poetry, then people can relate to that, because everybody knows what poetry, you know, poetry. That's what poetry is. I mean, you know, it ain't. That's just my opinion, though. I don't know. I could be all the way off, but that's my opinion.
I mean, we have an objective with this. It's not just. I mean, if I was writing a poem for my book or for my own stuff, then, you know, I might not listen to y'all comments. But since we have an objective as a committee, I want to make sure that I achieve the objective. I don't want to just. It's not just artistic. You know what I'm saying?
I don't see nothing wrong with it. But I just want, because I know you and I know that you do a lot of poetry, but I know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody else don't. You know, so that's the only thing.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a political ad, you have people talking about, and then at the end it says, brought to you by. So maybe if you do the poetry, and then at the end, you just have a sentence or so that says, you know, please serve on jury duty. It's important. Brought to you by Citizens Advisory Committee or whatever. So to kind of give closure to what it is, it's not just the poetry. It's something at the end to kind of give closure and let people know where it's coming from.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I think the initial two lines are a grabber. I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Anybody hears those two lines, I don't care what their culture is, they're going to say, wait a minute, what is this? I think they're going to pay attention.
If they don't know, they'll ask somebody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And secondly, he does get into at the very end about, but it might be good to then put that tagline on that, you know,
yeah.
Brought to you by, or however you're going to say, the Citizens Advisory Committee for Jury Selection or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think it's, I think if people hear it, they'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. How long does it? How many seconds? Does it
take? I haven't timed it, but I figured it was pretty short. For about what do we say? 20? What is it?
30. Why
30
you
seconds.
Watch it. Do it again, and we'll see if we can time it.
30 okay. Seconds.
So then we had to think about whatever, maybe an intro or not an intro, but the end.
The end. We'll have it to you.
Drop by.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead and do it again.
Okay. So,
are you going to give them a start? Or?
Okay, go ahead.
I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, depending upon from whom I have to pick. Will it be 12 that see me as a predator and a vulture, or 12 that see me as competent and understand my culture? My life is in their hands, so this trial is more than just a scare. I need someone who relates to my life with different color skin and different textured hair. I need you to accept your citizenship, sacrifice for what is right. Please, fill out the questionnaire. Give me a reason to believe and hope. Make sure you have a valid driver's license, a state ID, or you're registered to vote. We're done playing the fool. Get in the pool. Brought to you by Citizens Advisory Committee.
41.6 seconds.
It is pretty good. Cool.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Really, the more I hear it, the more I like it. We just have to have it be a paid one.
Yeah. Maybe that last part of that sentence you're making.
Take the we're done playing the fool, get in the pool.
I like that.
Maybe.
Like that.
Well, what did you say before that one?
Give me a reason to believe and hope. Make sure you have a valid driver's license, a state ID, or you're registered to vote. I mean, I could read it faster.
No.
But.
Would that's your natural voice the way you said it, or were you putting?
Well, I'm for this one. I'm really trying to make sure that I'm clear in what's being said. I mean, I could read it faster and probably trying to be a little more
emphasizing the breaks.
Yeah,
here.
Emphasizing the breaks to make sure that it's, you know, that it doesn't all run together.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I think the only thing that I think might be confusing to people that haven't talked about this a lot is the pool, because they might not understand what the pool is.
Okay.
But it's in that first part where you say from which I have to pick. Did you somehow get pool in there so that they reconnect the pool of people that picking?
Okay, let me write down my note here, right?
Oh, you're saying from the jury?
Jury pool, yeah.
Or you could rhyme something
with jury, you know, get on the jury or something. But there's only so in a hurry.
Fury.
Slurry.
Don't worry.
Okay, so we're saying, what you're all saying is that I can understand that there's no reference to pool. Pool is not something that they really understand. That may be something we could omit.
Well, it's right. Kind of like a statistics
say
term.
Jury pool. I think that was good.
The jury pool.
Get in the jury. Yeah, in the jury pool. Yeah.
Okay. That's simple.
Yeah.
It doesn't save us time, but it's simple.
Does it mess up the rhythm?
Are we limited to 30 seconds for PSAs?
That was the question I had. If need be, again, we've got some money committed from the Bar Association. $500 from the marriage fund. If need be, we can
pay a little.
But if DWS, is that where you cut yours at the? Mm-hmm.
So how did that go? What did you have to do? You just walk in and
Did about, I think, three takes. Did one kind of fast, one, you know, did about three takes, and that was it.
Mm-hmm. But there was no cost?
No cost.
And did they tell you, like, how many times it would run, when it would run, or anything like that?
No. I thought they were going to. Did they email anybody? Anybody get the, because they were supposed to email me a copy of the
No, I didn't get anything. I just know several people have heard it. I haven't even heard it.
Oh. I've heard it on WHMS.
WHMS.
A couple of times even today.
Has it been sent to other radio stations?
It must be, because what is WH? Is that part of
WHMS?
WHMS or sister station.
Okay. WH. Can you tell us all the stations? I've heard it. All the stations folks have heard it on. WHMS,
right.
WDWS. You heard it on an FM one, didn't you?
I think it's WHMS.
97.5,
yeah.
So 97.5? Yeah. Well, why isn't it on WEFT?
I think we have to take the disc and take them physically over to these other stations.
Or send it electronically.
Yeah, however, yeah.
Exactly.
Do you guys want me to follow up and get the copy?
Yeah, definitely. Because we can do drop-ins at WEFT, mm-hmm. and they'll run it a couple of times at BCP. They're not going to do it a lot, because if I've been a commercial station, they need funding. But I think that if we keep it going, if there's different ones every couple of months or something like that, then I think, you know, we can keep a cycle and keep some sort of a, you know, repetition going from that standpoint. And WEFT is a lot easier for us to do drop-ins with different air shifters doing it there.
I'm sure they'd be happy to.
I don't know what, there's a lot of stuff that happened with 107.5, so I've been trying to talk to Dwayne Hubbard, but.
Well, we can do 105 and the other one, West 105 and 1580 and EFT.
Mm-hmm. 105 is going to, from my conversations with some of those people, that we tried to get the commercials and do PSAs with them before, and they were not really open to a PSA. So we may have to spend some money with 105.5. So we'd have to really be clear about the audience, and it is more of a hip-hop audience. This it's a younger generation of hip-hop, so this, they may not know Ice Cube or Public Enemy or whoever that was. I think it was Ice Cube that said it, or Public Enemy, one of them, but they wouldn't, they may not know them. They still
get it.
They still get it. You think they?
I think so.
Okay. Jim?
Patrick, I just want to compliment you on the ad. I for a while I was hearing it every day on WDWS. I think I haven't heard it this week, so I don't know how they make the decision when they're going to play which. But I thought you were going to tape it on the 29th of June. And yet, Bill, I think you reported that you had heard it even before the day that we thought.
On Sunday, whatever that day, the last Sunday in June.
I taped it on the 9th.
Oh, the 9th?
Yeah, I thought so. Didn't I send an email saying
June 9th?
Yeah, I sent the email saying it.
Oh. Oh, maybe I don't like that. It doesn't, that's irrelevant. It's just, I just think it's terrific. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. But I like to maybe, and maybe when we get closer to when this, when we get closer maybe to what, November when this is up, and this is just an idea and a suggestion, maybe if we can do a short video, and maybe we can have Judge, Brandy, some more other people, maybe we can actually, you guys talk about what you see. Maybe real short, maybe talk about, you know, talk about the need for African Americans to be involved, whether it's becoming lawyers, judges, you know, because that's what, I mean, I, you know, if we can find a way to, you know, maybe you can talk from your experience, what you see, maybe you can talk about from what your experience, from what you see in the courtroom with the lack of, I mean, last time we were here, you talked, you said that you didn't see a lot of women, mm-hmm. You didn't see a lot of under, what, 29, under 30?
The younger women, we weren't seeing many young women at all.
Younger women, and if you could talk, maybe could talk about that, something short.
To air where?
We can put it on the public television. We got champagne and a banner, and we can maybe do a little, I don't know, if it could be a good, maybe. And maybe you guys can come in, maybe some more of can come in. And just give some short, you know, get involved or something to where we are, where we can actually give a message. Because they're in a better position to say, hey, this is what I've seen over my course of years, or that's just a suggestion idea. But.
And Randy, your question was to what audience? I don't know if I quite caught that. This sidebar conversation is a major distraction from you.
We're suggesting public access TV.
Public access TV. Okay. So it sort of reaches whoever's watching. It's not as targeted necessarily audience, but it's out there for anybody to see it.
Well, it's given. I mean, 30 something years.
Oh, yeah, something like that. Who's counting?
But, I mean, you get...
It has nothing to do with when the dinosaurs started roaming the earth.
I mean, because that... I mean, when you, you know, Judge, when you said that, that just, you know... I mean, when you said that population of people that not showing up, I mean, that just kind of stuck with me, and that's something... How do we get that message out there?
The young women that we see are students. We do not see the young... single mother at all, ever. Just, they can't afford it.
So, and, you know, what you see and what, you know, so that's, I think that's something that, I mean, from especially all, from all the months we've been sitting here, you know, meeting monthly, I think that will bring either some finish, some closure to what we're doing, or help with people being saying, okay, you know, not being afraid, you know, not being intimidated, you know, not feeling, make you want to sacrifice, want to be involved, you know, I think that may, you know, we can make it try that.
I don't watch public access TV, but do they take those 5-minute snippet kind of videos like you're suggesting, like a longer PSA, but by television, or do they only take 15 and 30 minute segments? I mean, are you talking about something longer with interviews of people?
You know, and you're right, because I don't know if they take those short minutes like that. I know they do up to 30 minutes. I don't know if they take those short minutes, but they may. I don't know. You know.
Well, we could do something with students and other independent media folks that we know, or just folks who have access and skills in the area, where you see these videos being uploaded on YouTube and all that type of stuff, where it doesn't have to be a sort of dry interview of Matt texting during the meeting or something. It doesn't have to be that. It could just be, it could be a scenario, right? And then an interview. It could be a couple of different things that we can work on where it doesn't have to be $20,000 or something like that. It doesn't have to be something dry.
The other thing we could do is, we do have the forum that happens when we have a county board meeting. So you could even ask to have some sort of special meeting of the county board where this whole issue is discussed, and then that pretty much automatically gets on your public access, and you could have people from the community come in and ask questions, so it's not just sort of a dry thing. We can all be there to talk about it, and that's something that Pius and Deb would have some complete control over, and that would cost us nothing. And it would basically get to the same folks who are going to watch the public access station anyway. And if you wanted to publicize it by talking about it on the radio, when we do the radio spots or whatever, that might be a way to circumvent having to do all this, is just to make it some sort of official, because this committee is a subcommittee of the county board, appointed by the county board. I don't see any reason why we couldn't take advantage of that.
So the request is the idea is a special session of the county board to discuss jury service.
Right, or our findings, you know, a report that we produce, something that to discuss what we've done in the over the past few months, more than just one of us talking, you know, having us all up there ask questions, and then, you know, obviously you have public participation in those meetings, so if people are interested, they can come and ask questions, so it wouldn't be a dry thing, and it would be free.
Yeah.
Don't we do the committee of the whole now, Matt?
Mm-hmm. Committee of the whole for 2 different weeks and then
So what committee does this group fall under?
Justice.
So we could just do it on a, we would not do it for the entire board meeting. We would make a presentation to Justice and...
Which actually would be, well, it would be the full board there, though.
You know, well, yeah, the full board would be there, but I mean...
But I'm just saying that kind of takes up a full, you know, if you really want to give some people...
But you don't want to have a special meeting because that costs money. That's per diems. That's what it's called. So, but if we made the presentation to Justice, I mean, again, and another thing, at the very beginning, we talked about doing videos.
Mm-hmm.
But if we did a video, it would be good to have somebody in here with a camera, just looking at this mm-hmm. group, rather diverse group, mm-hmm. and just have, you know, maybe tape of 30 or 40 seconds of one of our discussions,
mm-hmm.
and then at least give them an idea of who we are, what we're doing, and then take it from there.
I like the behind-the-scenes approach.
You know, it might be biting off more than we want to chew right now, but I mean, I think having some kind of maybe a 30-minute documentary that kind of talks perhaps with the League of Women Voters and the Steve Beckett thing, talking about how they started this process, they wanted to increase minority participation and so on, and then the creation of this subcommittee and what we've been working on, and you know, have snippets of statements by people, and then I don't know if that's something the Independent Media Center or people at the law school or League of Women Voters might be interested in doing. But
I definitely like the idea of videotaping it. I mean, it's a public meeting, and snippets of statements, and I do think the view, I mean, the picture of the diversity and working on this issue, I think is, I don't know, I like that idea. Yeah.
Well, I would definitely like to see, you know, especially, you know, you guys that's in the courses, I would definitely like to see some of you guys bringing some expertise to what you see. You know, not maybe what you see as far as when you come into the courtroom, as far as, you can see the age population, you know, the younger population, you know, the males, what is missing.
You could also even do it if we really think intimidation is an issue. You could do some sort of day in the life of a juror. Show what it's like. You come into the courthouse. This is what happens. So you go to the.
So I'm sitting there for 4 hours reading a book.
Something like that. But you go to orientation, and this is what a courtroom looks like, and this is sort of the people that are sitting there.
You could easily do 30 minutes. If
where would this air?
Public
access.
Public access. Because I think if judge says that he doesn't see 29 or 30 and under, and don't see single parents or young males. And I think that, that would definitely to the community would bring more awareness. What do you think? I mean, that'll bring more awareness to, because they may say, okay, well, then maybe different ones we could say, hey, well, this is the questionnaire. You need to fill it out. Mm-hmm. This is
the areas of expertise.
Right. This is a responsibility that you have. It's a right that you have. It's a constitutional right. It's, whatever. And so fill it out,
I got you.
So you guys know I live in faraway land. So I think with the emphasis on the judge being the point man, it's important because since I'm in faraway land, most people think that your job is just to lay people away. Really?
Yeah.
That's what they see. Mm-hmm. But if you're out there on this quote-unquote video, PSA, or whatever we come up with, and he's being saying what he has to say, and saying, hey, these are the things that I see, these are the things that I would like to see, or and so on and so forth, it's coming just straight from the heart, kind of like you did your thing. Mm-hmm. Because up there, they think you're just laying people away.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
Well, I mean, it, that's real. I think that it helps. I think just the whole idea of seeing the room. Some people have never even been in a courtroom. Some people have never been in the jury deliberations. They have no clue as to what this is about, so there's some apprehension just period about the whole process.
Well, that's what I said, like a day in the life of a jury. You have one single camera, you show them come in through security, go into the room. You don't have to show the whole orientation, but just say, there's a video that's played, and then take them to a courtroom. They sit in the gallery. This is what the gallery looks like. You can have different people, sitting in the spots where they would normally be in.
Can we have a little loud order ching-ching music between seeing them?
Well, see, there may be a copyright issue with that, but, if you can play it, that's fine. I don't know if that's in the
budget. So, Matt, you're going to be with the title as after one of them talks, saying, okay, fill out this. So I'm setting you up for this.
That's right. Fill this out.
Fill this out. We make it say, Aaron or one of us, can say, you also take notes. Things that I think that would help them be more comfortable.
Right.
And maybe even explain that they're although we don't know for sure, so maybe even explain that there's a concern about minorities not returning their questionnaire, whether it's valid or not, but we still can say certain things like that. That's just,
did you bring that up at all today?
No, I have not.
That's just my thought, and I'm just basing mine on my experience and with taking young folks to go vote.
That's why I was asking.
Really hold their hand, then once they got there, they got a little bit more relaxed. And showing them and having people help them, they felt a little bit more comfortable. Then once they actually got finished, you could see something, now they more inclined to vote.
Is everyone comfortable with me inviting a someone to videotape next meeting?
We have to get good turnout and dress maybe differently.
Well, everybody knows.
So that doesn't look real.
but we would have to have a good turnout.
Yeah, I think a good turnout would be important. Yeah, to make sure everybody.
Do we need to vote on to make sure everybody's in agreement?
Well, it's a public meeting. I mean,
yeah,
people can come in and videotape if they want to. So I'm gonna make sure that I write that down. Yes, Ms. Clark.
Patrick's. The issue you've raised has brought two things that I want to talk about.
I'm sorry, wait just a second. Because these two guys over here, these sidebar meetings. Excuse me.
Roger.
Who was the parliamentarian?
Who was the parliamentarian?
Who's supposed to be keeping these things in order, right? Is that my job too?
Okay. Actually,
we can just put you on the agenda, man. Right, you know, so y'all can discuss it for everybody. That would be cool.
Well, I want to go back. I apologize for being late, but at some point we can go back to new business because I had something I wanted to discuss.
Okay, we will do.
Sorry. I'm just trying to get my ducks in a row with Roger before.
Now, because Pius isn't here, there's something I want to bring up, and I need you to help with my memory on something.
Yes, ma'am.
And it's brought to the surface because of something that Patrick said. You've made reference to having closure, and because so in November when this is all up, and I think you're hinting that there's a time certain when this group is supposed to stop its work. Is that what you're alluding to?
I thought it was our November was.
I don't think there's a definite ending time.
No. I don't remember the details of the conversation, but I did talk with Pius about this months ago because I remember. I think we started meeting in April of 2009, and not too long into our meetings, I remember people were saying, okay, guys, we've only got a year. And I did not know where that was coming from, and so I eventually had a conversation with Pius. I said, was there something I missed in the meeting, in the justice meeting when we set up this committee that said this was only for a year? And he indicated no, that there was not
a finite
time limit on this committee. So I think as long as it's being productive, I think it can still meet.
I have a copy.
If we start spinning our wheels too much, though, I think we need to look at its continued viability. But I have not been aware of an already imposed expiration date on it. So.
I have a copy of the announcement stating that applications were being sought, and there isn't anything about an ending date. Mm-hmm. However, at times I have feared that people's interest is waning. And I hope that's not the case. I think I think our work will never be done. I think there will always be new people to educate. Always, thank God, people are still having babies. Mm-hmm. People are coming of age and eligible to become an 18-year-old juror. And I think that there will always be a need for the kind of work that we do. But then the other, because you got into the area of having not just audio tape, but videotape, one of the first things we discussed was using the orientation video that I think Aaron and maybe Patricia have copies. And we've got the script of it, and stylizing a copy of that with people like Aaron and Patricia and yourself playing the parts or saying the lines that Judge Ladd says in that orientation video. And it seems that every month or so we talk about
that.
It's something that we still need to do.
I've watched it over and over again, and that's just a lot to remember, first of all. No way I'm going to remember all that. And it just doesn't seem natural. You know what I mean? There's got to be some way for us to be able to sort of infuse ourselves into that.
So this might be more normal. That maybe that with Judge Ladd standing up in her robes, maybe that seemed easy to do because it was already made. The script was made. You know, it was presto. It was like tape in a box. Mm-hmm. Do it. Just put different people saying the lines. But if you think that we could, I like Roger's idea about a day in the life of a juror in Champaign County. And
sort of infuse it into that concept, I think it would be something I'd be interested in for sure. Yes, sir.
Again, we can, if we want to do a video, we can do snippets of a lot of different things. This meeting, county board, maybe play a couple of seconds or a couple of minutes of that orientation. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we can find some jurors who would be willing to share their experience on camera. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of things we can. I mean, this can be almost like a collage, a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. But that orientation video may serve a purpose.
Hmm. I'm just thinking of some names for people who come in. Because one of the things that I have learned is that just getting the footage, you know, whether it's audio or video, other people who specialize in that area, they start coming up with creative things that we probably would just be going round and around with all day long. I wanted to see if we would. What sort of closure we have about the poem, because we got way off
from the PSA.
I like it.
I think I like it too.
First go with it
rate,
just the way it is.
Just first rate. But we've got money, right? Let's spend the money. Let's tape it, find, and just pay to have it played. You know the smartest places and the best hours when it should be played.
Okay, so
we'll need to get some prices on how much it costs, and
well, but DWS would be able would let us record it as a public service announcement for free.
Mm-hmm. If we can do it in the time frame, in the 30-second time frame.
Yeah.
Does it have to be for them to produce it? Does it have to be within 30 seconds?
I'm guessing it does. Yes.
Well, we can check on that.
When I asked him, does it have to be 30 seconds? And he said, well, you can, 30, 35. So it didn't seem like to me that they were,
okay.
I think it's just the radio business. I think they just try to bunch things up in 30 seconds.
Well, but I mean, all we're doing is having DWS recorded for us and having it played, then Aaron would find the places that would be willing to play it. And then if someone wanted to be paid, then we would find out how much that is. Let's at least get
go through the options. Go through WDWS.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's see if we can get it recorded, and then we'll take it from there.
Sure. Okay. All right. So I will type it all up and add jury pool to it. and at the bottom, we just wanted to say this is a public service announcement brought to you by CAC Jazz.
Well, Patrick's ad says, and this is fine, the jury committee, and. You know, if I was making it, I would say the Champaign County Citizens Advisory Committee on Jury Service, because that's how I talk. Yeah. But as Patrick said, the jury committee. And as Tricia pointed out, if we're going to have a whole bunch of different videos, one thing that could tie it all together is if we use the same tagline.
Jury committee.
The jury committee.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I don't know.
And I like to use the word citizens a lot. So I would want to say it.
Okay.
You know, but bring some sort of closing to the end. And I'll put that together. Yes, sorry.
I don't know what the legal restrictions are because I was absent the day they taught intellectual property at Southern Illinois University School of Law and Cosmetology. But if you use somebody else's lyric, even if it's one, does that mean we would be infringing upon their copyright? I don't know.
If we, what do they call it?
Do attribution.
Yeah. I think if I took his, if I use the actual, what do you call it in music when you, Puffy do it all the time, when you take
a sample.
Sample.
Cover?
If you just took a sample like that, I think you have a certain amount of time. But I can look into it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
What if I just use a statement and I didn't use the actual sample?
I don't know.
Again. Well, I don't think that's a problem.
Yeah. The thing is too, and I'm not a copyright lawyer, obviously, but we're not making money off of this or anything. I mean,
we're not profiting from it.
It's not like you're going out trying to make a song out of it.
Well, I mean, if a lot of people like it, I might.
Well, then you can work it out with them.
Okay. So that I feel good about that. I'll make sure I put closing piece on there. I got PSAs, WDWS is who I would go through. Who did you talk to?
What was his name? You gave me his name, Judge Stefanis.
Mike Hale?
Yeah. That's who I started with, and then I was transferred, and I can't remember. I have the info.
Dave? I thought it sounded the name of
Dave. Dave, and I can't remember. I'm trying to remember.
Dave Shaw?
No. It wasn't an on-air personality. It was somebody who they have if you call and ask about who covers their PSAs, they'll transfer you to the right department. That's what I ended up doing.
Well, his name is in that email that was sent to us.
I sent that email? Yeah, okay. His name is in there somewhere.
Now, he wasn't there that day when I got this, but they knew I was coming.
Okay. By the way, Mike Hale was on one of my juries many years ago, and the Bar Association put on an event a few years ago where we brought in jurors to talk about their experience, and he talked about his experience, and he's obviously an on-air personality. So if you're talking to people who were jurors in the past to give their experiences, he's already somebody who's well-known in the community and might be a good person to be willing to talk.
Okay. All right. Somebody had it.
I didn't know what the first one would be. Go back to
it. Yeah, I think that's fine. Jenny had some new business. Do you think, Jenny, we should do yours first and then Matt?
If folks have patience.
My part of this new business won't take but a minute.
Okay.
The jury service survey, which I believe I made several months ago, is a 10-question survey I have in front of me. I'm sorry I didn't make copies for everybody.
You sent it to everyone.
Right. But the purpose of the survey, and this is very important, is basically to talk about people's service in Champaign County and how we can make that better. Mm-hmm. Jenny subsequently sent me a list, and I have this on May 21st, a list of other questions that she thought might be interesting to ask people who have gone through the jury system. And they're questions like, were you comfortable with the manner of choosing a foreperson? Were you comfortable with the person who became a foreperson? These are all questions that I think are important, but they're questions that aren't really directly related to something that I can fix about the jury system. In other words, these are more almost academic questions that are valid and useful, but the questions that I directly ask, for example, how would you describe your interactions with court security?
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the condition of the court facilities?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, these are questions about something I can do something about, not about the state of the judicial system or how things are going in the American judicial system. Not that those aren't worthwhile questions, but I also was concerned about making the survey so long that people wouldn't want to do it. So I limited it to 10 multiple choice questions with a large spot at the end for people to have comments. The survey also has my office phone number, my email address, so that people wanted to communicate with me that way they could. So for the purposes that I was looking at when I made the survey, I wanted it short to deal with the issues about our court system that I might be able to change, and was narrowly focused. So that would be basically on one piece of paper that someone could fill out in less than 5 minutes and send back. Not that these issues that you raised, Jenny, aren't important, but it may be something that you may want to get to with the law school with. It may be something Steve Beckett wants to involve himself with, you know, talking to our jury, whatever. But at this point, I wanted to limit it to just stuff that we could deal with our court system.
Just a second, Mr. Brown. Counsel, rebuttal?
Oh, no. It's just, so, Roger, you need these 10 questions answered. And I understand how adding more, because for myself, I probably stopped wanting to participate. I thought with your 10 questions, it was just about long enough. So I can see how adding something else would cause people to drop off. But regarding your being able to help or to change something, like if they answer, how were my interactions with the court security folks? And if they said, I'm friendly and unhelpful.
Then I could contact the sheriff and say,
uh-huh.
68% of the people
uh-huh.
who turned in the survey said that
uh-huh.
their interactions with court security were unfriendly or
uh-huh.
unhelpful. That may be something you want to look at uh-huh. as opposed to, you know, what
uh-huh.
when dealing with these things. Same with the jury orientation. Was the jury orientation adequate?
Uh-huh.
If it's not, then maybe uh-huh. we ought to look at the jury orientation video.
Uh-huh.
Interactions with our jury coordinators,
uh-huh.
the facilities,
uh-huh.
You know, those sorts of things.
Right.
The meals that they were served, if they were served any, trying to find out about utilization, how many trials did they participate
uh-huh.
in, so we can find out, are we really getting the best bang for the buck
uh-huh.
when it comes to that sort of thing. So these things were things that were tying directly with something I could deal with,
mm-hmm.
or at least have some input in dealing with.
Could you tell me about the question about using the juror phone system versus the county website?
Basically, yeah, it's a method for me to find out how are jurors more comfortable finding out information about whether or not they need to come in the next day? Are they using the website more? Are they using the phone system more? Which one do they feel most comfortable with? So that if we ever had resources, which who knows if that'll ever happen again,
uh-huh.
we could expand it. There are, as I described in a meeting we had some time ago, there are ways to expand the phone system so that people could actually do their survey on or their questionnaire, their actual juror questionnaire on the phone. But that costs money. So I wanted, if that was something that people were really using the phone, I would want to be able to say, okay, we sent out a survey and we asked people, do you use the phone? And the result, we got 82% or whatever the percentage is. So that way, or if somebody asked me, why don't you do that? I can say, well, we sent out the survey and only 10% of people said they used the phone. So
Is this a survey that you do now?
No. This is something that is something we could implement if we wanted to. But again, even doing the survey costs money because in each, we would have to send, number one, we'd have to send out the survey to the jurors. And then we'd also have to include a self-addressed stamped envelope. So you're basically doubling whatever the postage is. We also could, in theory, give them a website and have them do it that way. But it was a way for us to get some sort of feedback as to how we're doing as a system, which is something that I'd love to do. But again, we had all these other things we were trying to do as a committee, and also the other changes we're making with the questionnaire and that sort of thing. So.
Did you ever think?
Wait, just say, because we've been waiting very patiently. I wanted to make sure that he got in.
Well, I think if the guy did a survey of the jurors, I think it'd be nice if instead of going on Deb Busey's guess about who would give up their compensation, if we could ask that question on here, if you would be willing to give up your stipend to a fund to provide child care for someone who might not otherwise be able to serve, or something like that. I think that'd be useful. And if you're looking for one to drop, I think maybe the condition of court facilities, you could probably figure out on your own.
Well, but we also, again, you don't know what jurors look at. I don't spend hours in the jury assembly room, so I don't know what it's like to sit there and have to experience that or whatever else they dealt with. So that was something else I would have some control over.
If we have a framework of about if we saw my attention span, right, basically,
right.
And people's willingness to fill out the questionnaire, we want this feedback.
Mm-hmm.
This was your project. You put this together, the questions and everything.
Correct.
So, and it's something that you feel like you can do something about. Are you open to omitting any of those with maybe adding?
I'm always open to new ideas. Again, I wouldn't want to add a whole lot without removing something else because, again, I think people's attention span, you get much more than 10 questions, people are going to crumple it up and throw it away. And I also think that we would save initial money because we could send these out with their paychecks. So this we wouldn't really cost as much more going out, but we would have to have the self-addressed stamped envelope coming back. So, I mean, and we wouldn't have to do this forever, but you could take a sampling every time you had a jury. Every week you could send out of all the jurors, you could pick 25 and send them out or whatever it is.
And with all the time that most jurors have, we can't give it to them while they're there?
You mean, well, we don't know how long they're going to be there.
Right.
For one thing, everybody's experience is different.
Tell them to fill it out like that?
Well, but that's great, but most people want
just
to
walk
escape.
Wait.
Yeah, they don't want to spend any more time in there than they have.
No. They take it home, they take it with them. And then you say, like, when your jury experience in the county is finished, fill it out and send it back to us.
Right, either way, but I don't think people would send it back unless we give them a mechanism to do that.
Well, that's what I was trying to say was the postage.
Right, I mean, that's why, if we can send something, you have been selected to participate in a jury service survey, should take 2 minutes of your time, tops, you circle 10 answers and you're on your way.
Mm-hmm.
It's really helpful to us.
Well, we could try it the way Matt suggests, is to give it to them with a self-addressed stamped envelope. When you're done with your service, if you just please fill this out and mail it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get any response, then we try to figure out another way to get the response, and maybe then Rogers is send it out with the checks.
Patrick, as a matter of fact, it was Roger. Randy.
Don't compliment him like that.
Randy, Patrick, and then Matt.
It was the same concept of maybe if you want to save money, you know, give it to them on the first day and then say send it back, but you may want to give them self-addressed stamped envelopes to ensure they get it
right,
back.
Right.
You might want to try what Justin said, but maybe start with you give it to them and you don't give them the envelope and see how many you get back, and then maybe the next month you try it by giving the envelopes, see if that increases the number of returns.
Right.
I would think if you send it out in the self-addressed envelope and want to send it back, my you may get some back, some you may not. But if you maybe if they can do it before they leave, it has to be, I don't know, part of a condition of them
being able to leave the courthouse.
No, not like that. I mean, but once they get finished serving, don't they have to come back into the courtroom and you have to release them or something?
Well, it depends. If it's on a Thursday afternoon and I've got a jury that's come back with a verdict, I'm going to excuse them for the rest of the week, and then I tell them not to call in anymore. They're excused and they leave their badges. But if we've got like 75 jurors and there's still maybe 40 or 50 that are going to call in, they're going to be told that their service isn't required any further. So no, there's no central area where we say goodbye to them. We say goodbye to them piecemeal, like the 14 or the 12.
Which is why that's why I'm saying the passing them out might be a little challenging.
So maybe if you just do, I mean, you want information just from the people that actually served on the jury, right? I mean, say if somebody comes and they actually showing up, but they actually don't get on any jury.
We still want them.
You still want them?
Sure.
You still want them?
Well, let's not spend all our time trying to work that part out, because I know Roger obviously spent a bunch of time on it, so we wanted to get to support your effort in any way that we can.
Well, and there's no rush to get this done. If the committee wants to take a look at what they had and get back to me on the next meeting with suggestions, what have you, I'm all for that. There's no rush on this. It was just something that I thought might not be a bad idea to get some feedback from our jury.
Yes, and then we're going to let Matthew.
I thought the survey was a good idea. I appreciate the time you put into it. It was way back in February, and I've been thinking about it since then. And I'd like, obviously, we've had a lot of other things to do since then, but I think the much communication we can have with the jurors, the better. What about giving it to people while they're during their time with us and having a box in the courthouse where, if people wanted to, they could deposit it in the courthouse.
Yeah.
And then not have
We can ask the sheriff about that.
It wouldn't be scientific necessarily.
Well, I mean, we also want them to have some experience before they fill it out.
Yeah.
I mean, giving it to them on the first day, they may just circle the answers and throw it in the box.
Right.
Have they really experienced any of this? We don't really know.
Right.
That was my thought. And also the sheriff is kind of... He doesn't like deposit boxes at all.
But, Roger, with all these fill-in lines here, for people who feel motivated to comment more...
Or they can send me an email,
right,
or they can call me, and all the information's on there.
Right.
So, I mean, I've done as good as I can do with the space that I had.
Yeah, no, I think, I mean, from the first time I saw it, I thought it was a good idea, and I'd like to see us when we have time to go forward with it.
Upon us, please note someone said I had a good idea.
Matt, do you want to get your...
I've thought about that, actually. That issue that I was going to bring up is not complete. I'm going to give it another month. If it's something more to report on, then I'll report on it.
I actually had these to hand out.
Oh, good. I want
so one. I'll do that when we close this.
I respectfully pass, Aaron.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Justify this.
Well, we're near to the end.
Yes, we are.
We are starting to get our new questionnaires in.
Yay.
We're scanning the computer. The jury coordinator was telling me that I had a jury coming in, and she said we might be a little bit late because I've got the person coming in to help me because some of the new questionnaires are having trouble scanning them. But new questionnaires are coming in.
Mm. We have
any feedback?
That's all good.
No, but it they're out there.
Can I look at it?
No editing. No editing.
The date is passed.
No editing allowed.
So,
well, actually, Aaron, maybe I will bring it up.
Okay, go for it.
Wait, you passed. I think once you passed.
I didn't let it close, so go ahead.
I was contacted by a constituent, this is back on June 25th, who said that they had a conversation prior to attending a county board meeting with someone who was, I'm just quoting here, directly involved with the jury selection process. The comments specifically had to do with the fact that no one who directly would be handling the surveys and directly is in contact with prospective jurors was on the committee, nor was asked for input about the survey. The result of this omission is that there are problems with the coding and scanning of the survey document that is causing many problems for the staff assigned to work with prospective jurors. I'm just reading what was conveyed to me. I asked Roger. I emailed him about it. He said he'd not been made aware of any concerns with the new questionnaire, that he'd be happy to address any specific concerns once they are made known to him. I got contact info from this constituent about the person who was voicing concerns, I emailed that person also on the 25th. I said someone who served on the Citizens Advisory Committee and jury selection, who was therefore part of the questionnaire being revised, would greatly appreciate any specific details you could provide regarding your concerns. Did not hear back from them. Yesterday I contacted the person who had, the constituent who had originally contacted me, and I said, we have a meeting of the jury committee tomorrow. To date, I have not heard back from the person whose contact info you gave me. Unless we get more specifics, we're really at a loss to address any of the concerns.
See if we can change that.
And so, Roger, you said this has been addressed?
Yeah, there really are no issues. The questionnaire, whenever you make a change in a computer system, there's going to be some time when it has to be worked on. We actually had some more interactions with our friends down in Tyler who made changes so that it works. We have a new scanner, which also works. We had one question about how to deal with people who selected that they had a pending court case, whether they should be considered ineligible or excused. Ineligible removes them from the system permanently, where excused simply sets them up so that they can be called in again. We indicated that they should be excused because their court case may be resolved, then we wouldn't want to exclude those folks. We're ready to go with the questionnaire. There are no issues with the questionnaire.
And I wanted to share it with the committee. The reason I was going to hold off is because I hadn't heard back from this person. I was going to give them another month, but then, it's brought up about the questionnaire and the scanning, but I guess I just want to share it with the committee because, it was something brought up about the work that we had done. I guess if I can just do a little commentary here, I guess what I find frustrating, and I'm not trying to put aside this person's concerns, but, this committee has been meeting for over a year. I have announced about meeting times of this committee at several committee, the whole meetings of the county board, which are televised. Several county board meetings, full county board meetings. The media is always at those meetings, almost all the time. News Gazette, radio stations, whatever. I don't think I've seen any media. I've missed a couple of meetings. I don't think I've seen any media here over the last year and a half. We have not been meeting in secret. So I guess my frustration is that after all this time of us discussing this in open, in public, and inviting people to come to our meetings, it's only when our work is done on the questionnaire that someone voices a concern about it. I guess that just, like I said, I'm not trying to put aside their concern. I just find the timing of it frustrating.
So. Very well said. Very well.
My response to that person is, that's too bad. Get over it.
So that's a constituent. That's not someone that sits on the committee with us. Mm-hmm.
No, it's right. A constituent that contacted me, but they have been contacted by someone who...
Somebody that sits on the committee contacted
me? No.
Supposedly works in the jury system.
It felt left out.
Apparently so.
Good job.
As Matt said, they can join us at 5:30 any Friday morning.
Yeah,
got that right.
The work proceeded more slowly than I wish, but when I hear your voice on WDWS, and I'm going to hear it on the other station, or when I hear rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, and that is really impressive. That is so good. And Roger's survey will get out. I think we're it's going to get better. I think we've made some good changes.
So scheduling the next meeting, August
6, 13, 20, or 27 are the Fridays in August.
Today is the 16th.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So let's shoot for the August 13th. No, wait a minute.
It's Friday. It'll be on Friday the 13th. The
20th. The 20th sounds better for me. Right off the top of my head. For anybody, I don't know about anybody else. The 13th, I know it's a wedding or something we've got going on. 20th. So let's just shoot for the 20th. Anybody has any problems with the 20th, just email me and I will make sure that...
Well, this is a meeting that's had pretty low turnout, so I should make sure that when I will, this time I will not wait till the day of the meeting to finish the minutes. And or when I send out these minutes, especially to the people who weren't here, I'll say, you know, I'll point out that we chose the 20th as the date, and when I get the minutes from tonight finished.
Well, you know, I like to say that, you know, meeting on a Friday at 5:30, especially when the weather is so beautiful and stuff like that, there's been a lot of commitment from a lot of folks who have a lot already on their plate. You know, so, you know, this agenda, I sat around after gardening and doing all kind of stuff with stuff today and said, oh, I'm supposed to put out the agenda. Pius put it together for me. Maybe you all didn't know it, but it got sent out today at about 4:00. So sometimes, you know, things are getting back to. I just like to commend everybody for their commitment. And I do think we're doing some good work, y'all. So let's just keep at it. Let's shoot for this one. Let's see if that works. If that's all right with everybody.
Can you put that in an email? Put what you're going to say in the email. Can you?
The poem.
Yeah,
okay.
Put the poem in the email.
Okay.
In your email to all of us?
Yeah, to everybody.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah. I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
The way Miss Kate put her, she gave me the her respect.
Yeah, yeah.
That
and she
nice.
Said she's open
that
to doing
nice.
That as well, so we can talk.
Yeah.
So in closing, I am going to reach out to some people who like to do videos and all that kind of stuff, just sort of public access type of stuff. So it's going to be the $20,000 type of thing that Kim Chronic was talking about. So I just want to make sure people were aware of that, and I'll put that in the minutes. The email when I send out the form and stuff. Okay. So any public participation? We have a word no that came in from public participation. This meeting is adjourned.
All right.
You can offer me a ride. Would you like to offer me a ride?
Sure.
I even left my water so that I just brought
he's at home right now
to make me more attractive.
He's going back to
the passenger.
I'd be happy.
Okay,
great.
Right.
Do we have to turn off his?
Oh, that's one thing.
Something
he asked
we try to at least help with, man. Hoping you can.